Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. It is Wednesday, the 14th of August, 2024, and here's your weekly insurance industry news wrap. Starting off, a recent Senate inquiry into climate risk last Monday has unveiled issues with the country's preparedness for disaster. It appears that unequal levies and rising insurance costs go hand in hand. According to Rhys Whitley, Suncorp's scientific specialist, differing designs in levee construction can significantly impact insurance premiums. The standards, unfortunately, are based on sometimes unreliable historical data. The interesting bit? Climate change, while a contributory factor, is of minor importance when it comes to price adjustments compared to natural climate variability. Communities are increasingly frustrated over static insurance premiums, especially despite the construction of new levees. It's clear that the insurance sector, amidst these evolving challenges, must explore improved risk assessment and adaptation strategies. The good news? On the 10th of August, there was fresh hope for stability in home insurance rates. Rising costs due to extreme weather have led the industry to seek solutions. Trent Sayers, CEO of RAC Insurance, has offered optimism, noting reduced inflationary pressures expected in the coming financial year. Together with Suncorp's Tim Bucket, he underlined the complexity of pricing given the mix of natural hazards and increasing building costs. For insurers, it's a tightrope walk, balancing premiums and increasing disaster frequency. The inquiry will continue through the coming months, and we expect to see its report by the 19th of November. In another story from the week, we've seen a fierce legal battle erupt over a costly credit hire bill totaling $29,000. This follows a car accident that took place in Wollongong back in 2021. NRMA, the insurer of Cameron Lazasik, has questioned Thomas Rossi's charges for a Hyundai i30 hired from Right2Drive. What was supposed to be a daily rate of $90 shot up to an exorbitant $343 for 86 full days. Initially, the court sided with Mr. Rossi, but in a turn of events, the NSW Supreme Court overturned this, leading to a further hearing in the local court. Finally, let's look at some fascinating advancements in the life insurance sector. The blend of neuroscience and artificial intelligence is driving a transformation in the industry. As discussed in the recent Sydney Online Summit, AI is making strides not just in diagnostics, but also in predicting individuals' risk factors. The benefits? Well, the cost of identifying diseases such as Alzheimer's could drop significantly from thousands of dollars to just $100. And AI's predictive power could potentially overhaul customer targeting, risk prediction, and fraud detection. As we move forward, AI will prove pivotal in reducing uncertainties and boosting the health of the insured. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next week for more insurance news updates. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information on personal and business insurance services. Stay safe. Have a great week.